Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar and my favorite segment of the week when my girlfriend Esther Williams, or Essie as I call her, comes on the show and we talk about my swole sister comes on and we talk about life, we talk about fitness, we talk about food, we talk about all the things that we have to deal with as women.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone.
Welcome to the show, Essie.
Okay.
Hi. So listen, girls, and well, I mean, there might be some guys that are listening. We don't want to exclude them.
Yeah, exactly.
We're
inclusive people.
Yes. We're going to have our own podcast now.
Woohoo.
Yep. We created one. It's real original. It's called the Swole Sister Podcast.
I love the name.
How did we ever come up with it? So we're going to be talking to y'all the same way we are now, but it's just going to be on another podcast. So we'll be sending those links out once it's all done. And hopefully by next week, we'll be on that show. And, you know, I might even for a little while, come on here and say, don't forget, Swole Sister segment Swole Sister podcast is up now. You know, if you're looking for this week's segment, it's over here. Maybe I should do something like that.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
Just for now, you know? Yeah. Because it's always weird whenever you change some things up. But I feel like if we do it now, it'll be easier than if we wait.
Yeah, I agree. So I can't wait to have our own little channel.
I know. It's so cool. And we can even do more than once a week. But I know, I'm getting a little overzealous. Yeah. I know.
I feel like we're growing up.
Absolutely. Every day. Man, yes. I totally agree with that. So we're going to talk about, we always start off with talking about fitness. I'm going to let you head this up and then I'll interject whenever I feel like it.
So today's fitness topic is rest days, and how important it is and when to take them and how to recognize if it's really a rest day that you need, mm-hmm. or if it's a lazy day that you feel. Today's my rest day. I woke up super sore from the last two workouts I did. And so for me, a rest day means like walking my dog, but maybe doing an extra walk or two. So it's never like sit on the couch and watch TV. That's not a rest day for me.
Right.
Rest day does mean I do some kind of a movement. It might be me just like maybe reorganizing my closet or like, walking up and down the stairs, straightening things up. But I move.
Yeah. You use the same time that you would put into a workout into something else that's active.
Yes.
There you go.
It's productive too. Cause something gets cleaned or, you know, like my dog really needs to lose a few pounds. The vet told me he's a little chunky. So, my poor baby, I am trying to do an extra walk every day. So this is like a perfect day for me and it's a beautiful day. So I'm going to probably do two or three walks with him today.
When you say it's a beautiful day, like, what is it like there in New York, New Jersey?
So it's sunny and it's about 60 degrees, 62 degrees. So it's not cold, like super freezing cold. Tomorrow it's going to drop down to 49. So I'm sitting outside right now, just really enjoying a little bit of the sunshine that we have.
Yeah, that's awesome. We haven't seen sunshine since Friday of last week. Maybe before that, we've been getting rain and cold. I'm like, what is this is Texas.
When you told me it was 42 there yesterday, I'm like, girl, you need to be moving out to New Jersey.
Isn't that crazy? And so I think I put a comment on one of our friends on Instagram because he lives in Florida. And I was like, oh, man, nice and sweaty and hot there. You know, I said something like, I think Jesus is coming back because the temperatures in Texas are like super cold. And that's it, which it's normal later. It's just early for us.
Yeah.
Really
and
early.
You know, for us, it's not common to be this warm this time of year, but the last 2 years has been really weird. Global warming, maybe.
Oh, good Lord. Don't get me started on that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Moving on to the rest days, though, but I do want to let you guys know a little tip or trick to see if it's a rest day you need or if it's like a lazy day. So for me, like if I'm having trouble sleeping or my body's really achy and I'm not looking forward to my usual workouts, I know I need to schedule in a rest day or two, like even mm-hmm. consecutively. And I know the difference because I've been doing this for like 10 plus years and I've been very disciplined. And my discipline is has been built into my lifestyle. So like I would never, unless I'm like seriously injured, I would never take more than like a week off, just because I just love to work out.
Because it makes you feel good.
It does make me feel good. It gives me energy and it makes me just have a better outlook on life.
I've got made our bodies to move. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, you don't have to be in a gym for that to happen either. You know, that's why you and I, we actually do a lot of workouts at home. I hardly ever go to the gym.
I have a membership at a fancy gym, but for me to get in the car, it takes about 20 minutes to drive there. I could have been done with my workout. So I usually do stuff from home. But anyway, so when I feel lazy, and I know the days where I feel lazy, I will still go to the gym in my basement. And I tell myself, I'm just going to do a warm up 5 to 10 minutes. And then afterwards, I'm usually ready to go. But if I'm really, really struggling, then I call it a day and I try it again the next day. So on my lazy feeling days, I do let my discipline kick in and I do get myself to the gym.
Yeah. It always, when the weather's yucky and you just don't feel motivated, getting in that environment and just moving, you always end up getting those endorphins and then going, okay, and doing more.
Right.
You know, just do. And so, yeah, those are good tips, Essie.
Thank you
for that.
It's worked for me for the last 10 years. So I hope that you guys can take that and, you know, try it out. Let me know.
You know what else I do sometimes is, on days that I, you know, didn't, I just really sore and just didn't get a workout in and just didn't really want to or didn't have the time to. At the end of the evening, like when everybody's like doing their own thing, finishing up homework and, you know, getting ready for bed and news is on or watching a show on TV or whatever, it's like 9 o'clock at night, I'll get on the floor in the living room and just start doing some mobility work. Just like rocking and like, you know, doing, you know, just like some people call it stretching, but I don't like to hold stretches or anything like that. I just move. I just move through.
That's such a good idea.
It's kind of like yoga-ish looking stuff. I just make it up as I go and whatever feels good. And it's like 10 or 15 minutes and you just feel better.
Yeah.
You know,
your blood's flowing and you probably will fall asleep easier and sleep deeper.
Yeah. And so that's something I do sometimes on my off days and really helps for the next day, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to try that next time I'm watching TV. And
yeah, I mean,
yeah.
My husband's like, can you move? Wait, you know, but no, I'm just teasing. But all right. So then you and I talked before, like we always do, and we connected on a few things. And this community that we want, that we're like encouraging people to be a part of, is a spirit led group. It's like we're you and I, we feel like if you want to live a powerful life, you need to live a spirit-led life. And a spirit-led life, like the Spirit of God inside of us, we all have different gifts. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to, I'm all over the place this morning, but I was listening to Ed Milet this morning, and he was talking about recognizing people's gifts. And that's really recognizing the God inside of them. And when you bring it to the surface and you tell them it, that blesses them and encourages them in a different way than just saying you're smart.
That is so beautiful. I really love that.
Yeah.
And, I grew up with a mom who really believed that. And she would always point out things about me or my brother or other people and say, wow, you did that really well. And what I saw happen was that, the person who was receiving the compliment, they wanted to reciprocate. And I could see a genuine friendship forming and the willingness for them to be more vulnerable with each other and to help each other. And I just really find that encouraging because I know in a society where we can be very judgy, you know, just to step aside and let that person know, you know, it takes what, an extra 20 seconds?
Yeah.
You could totally change someone's day or their life.
Absolutely. Like when you said to me, you know, this morning when we were talking on the phone, that last night's little story that I sent, it's in our group. I put it in the FB group too. You were like that. I was just laughing.
Wait, I have to say this. I did a challenge where you are in an L sit on the floor and you have to try to stand up without holding on to anything. You guys go to our Facebook page and look at the video. Jen just put an amazing side-by-side comparison. She cracked me up so much. And I just had to tell her, I said, this is a gift that you have for others that you make us feel at ease to be around you because you know how to laugh at yourself and you know how to have fun. And you just make everything just joyful. And that is a true gift from God, Jen. And I'm so glad that you are in my life because you always have me cracking up.
Well, see, but when you said that to me, that's why we're talking about it. I was like, that made my, like, that's the best thing anyone can tell me, right? Mm-hmm. And so what you did is you acknowledge a gift that God gave me, and how great is that, you know? It's so much better than you just, like, saying you're funny.
Right.
They're totally different, you know, but they're both true. Mm-hmm. But when you actually like acknowledge it and like talk about it, like what you do with your kids, it brings that connective feeling to it. And then there's more energy in it.
I love that energy. Yes.
Well, that's I talked about in a podcast yesterday. And then I realized this morning that I didn't attach the, I only did the intro. I posted the intro. I didn't attach the actual podcast that I recorded in my car was not attached to it. I didn't even know until I looked at it and I was like, oh my gosh, 16 people listened to my intro. That's awesome. You know, it's so weird. So random. I was like, cause I was looking at it going, why isn't anybody listening to this? Cause who doesn't want to listen to me? You know, no.
But that is hilarious.
And I was like, I didn't attach the message to it. And in there I said, you know, it's the energy. You can change the energy of a room by walking in it. You can change it to a negative thing or a positive thing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you're having a bad day, you have to actually recognize it. And so you have to consciously say, I am going to bring good energy to this situation. You know, I always tell my clients or my kids or people that are in my life, whenever we leave an area, we're going to leave it better than we came in, because that's what excellence is. It's just making things better because you're a part of it.
That is very true. And I have to say, like, for me, I have a hard time sometimes when I'm in the moment and I'm very emotional. Mm-hmm. And I want to get to that place and I just can't because I'm so mad. Mm-hmm. Before, I used to just kind of like sit there and stew in it and just snap at people. Now I have to get up and I go somewhere else. And if I have to talk to my husband or something, because he sometimes knows how to look at it from different angles, because I cannot at that moment. Because I'm in the trenches with it. And then I come back and I can focus again. So a quick story. Yesterday, I don't know what happens to teenagers, but my oldest is pretty amazing at putting things away. You have to see her room. It's like the definition of austerity. It's so pristine. Well, but she leaves things around in the living room. She had her watch out and she had her headband out and stuff like that. So yesterday we had to go downstairs for a goldfish funeral because one of our goldfish died when we came up. Logan, my Labrador Retriever, had her watch in her mouth. I got that away by giving him a banana. When I turned around again, he had her long headband in his mouth. Before I could get to it, he swallowed it. I was so mad at her for leaving stuff around because I'm like, yes, but I've been telling you to pick the stuff around because Logan will eat it. Well, I had to take him to the vet late last night and get him injections so he could throw it all up. And he did, thankfully. And that was at 10 o'clock at night. But I came back. I was so angry driving there. I was so mad at her. Just you know, for the trouble that she put me through and all that kind of stuff, right? But by the time I drove home, because I was praying all the way, I'm like, God, you change my heart because I want to say some choice words to her because she's been like slacking off on all her chores and blah, blah. But by the time I came home, I had such peace and I was able to speak to her more effectively by, you know, telling her, you have been slacking off on your chores. You see what happens when you don't follow through. Your dog almost died. So. Right. That was, I'm sorry about going on a tangent, but that was
awesome.
A story that just came to mind about, you know.
But I love that you shared that because that's real life and that's authentic and we all have been there.
Yeah.
But the one thing that is the most important out of all of that is that you asked God for help and that's what the spirit-led life is about. In that moment, you realize that your worldly self is fixing to have a head spinning, vomit throwing out moment, you know, which I've had those. I've had to apologize because I've had those with my kids where I've had to like, okay, I need to go apologize.
Yeah.
And you know, that's actually, it's okay to apologize to your kids when you act inappropriately, because we're not perfect. And I think they, people need to recognize that and go, you know, you're still wrong in this situation, and but my actions and the way I handled it was inappropriate.
Right.
You still have the consequences. You're still not going to have your phone or whatever the consequence is. Mm-hmm. But I just want to come here and apologize for the display of anger that you saw or whatever. Yeah. You're not excusing it. You're apologizing and asking for forgiveness. And because what's a lot of times your kids will just be like, did that just happen? Mm-hmm.
Did that just happen? But that is so important, because now we're teaching them how to. Like when they mess up themselves, how mm-hmm. to be vulnerable enough to go up to that person and apologize. Because I think that's so important, to just acknowledge mm-hmm. your behavior and how wrong it was. But I love what you just said. You're still not going to get your phone back, but my behavior was not right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And it's okay, because we're not perfect. And
no.
It's a, you know, that's.
I'm thankful that I had to drive my dog to the vet, because had I stayed home, I don't know that I probably would have said some things that I'm probably going to have to apologize for.
But you learn from that, and you realize that you have to remove yourself from the situation. Like I've had to do that myself, because I am so hot tempered. Mm-hmm. And so my emotions are God given. It's a good thing, because my passion is so. I mean, I'm a very passionate person, but when that passion is used for, in a negative way, it can be lethal.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Right there with you. Yep.
And so I've had to learn, but these are the things though that you learn about yourself and why you're part of a community like this, because when you're around people that are going, like when you and I talked this morning, you mentioned something about yourself that you said a word that I would have never attached to your name. And so I interrupted you and I said, no, I don't want you to ever, that's not the way. That's not the way that word is not a part of this. You know, you're looking mm-hmm. at it wrong. And that to me is what this community is about. It's like being able to say, you know, let's look at this from this perspective and help you get through it in a better way.
Yeah. So, so we're kind of being like secretive here, but that word was ego. I felt that I had a lot of ego in this one situation that I was trying to get some counseling from Jen. And when Jen looked at it, this is why it's so nice to have a soul sister, you guys.
Yep.
When she looked at it, she said, no, it wasn't your ego. It was your emotion getting in the way of it, because you were able to think about it and come to a point of being humble about it. Right.
Yeah. I'm interrupting. Okay.
No, go ahead.
So if you had an ego, you wouldn't be even having that conversation with me. You wouldn't be reflecting on it going, I'd handled that wrong.
Right.
That's not a person that's egotistical. That's a person that was hurt. And when you recognize that it came from a place of hurt, then you can say, okay, I handled this wrong. I was hurt. I can apologize for that. Mm-hmm. But you're not an egotistical person, you know?
I know I'm not. I try not to be egotistical, but I know that sometimes I'm thinking of it as two different words. Like my ego meaning like, do you ever have a sense sometimes where you're like, I'm better at this than you, right? Right? We've all had that. I'm being really honest here. And then I have to catch myself and say, you know what? My way isn't the best way or the only way. There are more ways to skin a cat. And my daughters hate it when I say that, because we have two cats. But it is true. I have learned by how that I know, you know?
Yeah, wisdom. Well, yeah. But these are, and then, you know, I'm glad we're talking about this, because a spirit-led life, how do you make that stronger? You know, you don't just sit and cross-legged in the living room and hum. Mm-hmm. You don't, you know, say, you know, I want the power of, you know, it reminds me of like the He-Man that she, the power of Grayskull. But people who are listening to this that are under the age of 45 will not know what I'm talking about, but let me move on. Like with anything, you my dog's fixing to throw up. Sorry.
Oh no!
Gosh, do you hear that in the background?
Yes. So poor Harley.
He's so old. Is you invest time in it, and that's why this group's gonna be so powerful, because we're investing time in God's Word.
Yeah.
We're investing time reading together and gaining wisdom from God's Word. And what better source than the God that created us?
Yeah. And you guys, I just want you to know, Jen and I are praying for all of you guys who are reading along with us. It's mm-hmm. I just, you know, when I open my Bible and I sit down to read and I think about everyone who's joining us, it just makes my heart so happy.
I know. It's so cool. I mean, it's so cool because women are so powerful and we have a powerful influence on everything. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to do a series on this because you and I talked about it. So I'll just intro into it a little bit. We're going to do a series on meekness. Basically being a Christian woman and what that looks like. It's a powerful thing, not mm-hmm. a submissive, I think meekness is looked at as weakness.
Yes, it is.
It's not weak.
It's powerful.
It's very powerful. Meekness is very powerful. And I actually did a whole study on it, and you have several things that you want to add to it. And so we're going to do a series on that because that's raising up the women.
I can't wait to share that because I have to tell you, because I'm looking at the meekness from a culture point of view. It plays such a huge part in it because I'm Korean. And in my culture, the women do take a step back from the men. And so culturally, we are brought. And me living in the West, you know, and having gone to school in the U.S., mm-hmm. I have become more verbal and powerful. So like when I go back to Korea or I meet really, really Korean people, mm-hmm. they see me as being what's the word? Like too forward, I guess. So I'm regarded as,
so sorry.
That's okay.
Oh my God.
But we will get into that.
That was so good. What were you saying about the
they
see you as what?
As they see me because I'm Westernized.
Yeah.
As being too forward. I talk too much, or maybe I express my opinions too much. But to my friends here, I'm not like that. I'm not. I think I could probably give my opinions a little bit more, but I don't, I guess. And so I toy around. Like I recognize both sides of me when I'm in a situation. Like I want to say this, but like culturally, because of the way I was brought up, I find myself pulling back. And so it's really fun to step back and look and see how meekness in the Bible translates into everyone's lives, depending mm-hmm. on where you're from, your cultural background, how you're raised, you know, what your outlook on life is, all that kind of stuff.
So. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I'm excited.
So me too.
Because God's raising up the women and something's fixing to happen where we're going to all need to be united and strong mm-hmm. and not so divided. I'm excited about that one.
We can start that by genuinely praising one another for their gifts.
Try that today.
Yeah. I want to add to that you should probably start with your family. It is so much easier to give compliments to a stranger or to a friend. I don't know why, but it is so much harder to, I think it's because we live with these people and they get on your last nerve sometimes, but practice with your children, your husband, and it makes such a big difference.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Well, we just finished reading yesterday that a cheerful heart is good medicine, and mm-hmm. a cheerful heart is brought, I mean, like it's life to your, like what says something about life to your bones.
Yes. It gives life to your bones and light to your eyes and all that.
Yes. There was also something else. Hold on really quick. But it's spoken truth. God's word is truth, but it speaks to the heart and mind. And, you know, our mouth is so powerful. And that's what the last 2 days mm-hmm. of reading Proverbs, we've been, you know, reading about. That there's life and death in that thing. And so make sure you're feeling connecting with the right people.
So in the book of James, he's, you know how like if you have a boat, what churns the boat? It's a little thing on the bottom, right? What is it called?
The propeller.
No, the little thing that goes left and right. I'm so bad. But he actually equates that to your tongue. Your tongue is a very small muscle in your body. Yet it can. Do you know?
Essie?
Hear me?
Okay, you just popped out. No, you're good. I hear you now.
Okay.
Did you move?
No, I didn't. I'm right here. I swear, I'm so scared to move during these podcasts, you guys.
Oh, it's so funny.
I'm frozen in one spot.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Yes, I'm sorry. It just cut out the last word, I think. So.
Oh, no, but I was saying how in the book of James, it says that your tongue is a very small muscle in your body. I mean, it's a powerful muscle, but mm-hmm. it has the power to destroy, or again, mm-hmm. it has the power to build up. So like, I always think about that, just like one word. And yeah, my husband's really, really good about thinking before he speaks. I am not all the time.
Yes.
Sometimes
it's a work in progress.
Yes. Work in progress.
Every day.
Every single moment.
We can look wise if we just keep our mouth closed, but if we did that on a podcast, that would be weird.
That would be really weird. But you guys, if you're reading Proverbs with us today, even if you're not, go to chapter 17. It's the last two verses. It makes me crack up every single time. It says, if you hold your tongue and don't say anything, you'll look wise.
Mm-hmm.
Even fools will look wise. And like, I always giggle at that.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think we covered everything we wanted to. We're going to have our own podcast next week. We're working on the artwork this week, and we'll be promoting that on social media. You and I are fixing to go live in our FB group. That's yep. something that you can be a part of. Our FB group is a private group, but we accept everyone.
Yeah.
So I hope.
Don't be so shy. Weird.
And like, I did a live thing in there a couple of days ago, and we're going to try and be in there more. It's growing. Like, we're trying to fit this new thing into our life. And so be patient, you know, it's a work in progress. But you know, we're going to be going in there, like I said, after this recording to, go live. It what's cool about that is it stays in there forever. That's what I like yeah. about it, as opposed to Instagram. I don't know if we'll go on Instagram live or not. We'll have to discuss that. Depends how much time we have. I don't even know what time it is now. We've been on for 26 minutes, so I think we're doing yes. good. So let's go ahead and wrap it up. I guess you can email us, or you can DM us. It's always in the show notes. We're very available. We're praying for you, and we're, you know, just keep continuing to go along with us with this Proverbs thing. The next when Proverbs is up, which it's never up because it's always there.
You can
there.
Read it every day, every single day.
We'll probably have another challenge that we'll be yeah. doing all together, another book. I'm thinking, like, I don't know, like, I like Galatians or Ephesians, or, you know,
yeah.
they're so motivating.
Yeah.
So cool. And that's it for now. So yeah. Let's go ahead and leave on that.
Sounds good.
Bye for now.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.